Yeah, I'll give you one rational, very powerful argument. God makes in the 52nd chapter of the Quran, verse 35 and 36. God says, were they created by nothing? Or were they the creators of themselves? Or did they create the heavens and the earth? Heavens and the earth. Rather, they are not certain. Now, when we look at these verses, there are some logical implications here. There are some logical possibilities. Can something come from nothing? Can something make itself? Or can something be made by something else made? These are the three that are pointed out. And there's a fourth one that's unstated. We'll touch upon that later. So let's work through these rationally now. Let's engage in this thing. Can something come from nothing? Let's take the universe. Could the universe come from nothing?
Well, I mean, I would say almost nothing, but it's not nothing.
Oh, there has to be something.
It's, yeah.
Because even as an atheist, you would agree...
almost nothing is something, so yeah.
Exactly. Because nothing by itself has no potential. Nothing itself is nothing. Although in Islam, what we say, God is the only being that has the ability and power to create from nothing. He's the one that can do that, right? So nothing, from nothing, nothing comes. Can something create itself? Think about this one. I can give you the answer, yeah. But I'm only... because it's enjoyable to go through this process yourself.
Right, yeah, yeah. Well,
there's something special about the Quran, that God, he engages with the human intellect and he lets us take those steps, rational steps, to come to the conclusions. So, can something create itself?
Well, no, I can't create myself.
Could the universe create itself?
Well, if I can't create myself, then I guess the universe
can't create itself. Because you understand the very basic logical principle there, which is that to create yourself, you have to already exist. And if you already exist, then you're not creating yourself, you're already there. So it's a paradox. So not only, if you see the first option, from nothing, it's impossible. But this one is not only impossible, but it's a logical contradiction. It's beyond impossible, right? Then the next option, can something created create something else? So for example, God says, were they the ones that created the heavens and the earth? So can something created create something else?
Well, I mean, my father and mother created me, yes. So
that's possible, right? It's good. But the problem with this option is, if you look a bit deeper, then you can ask the question, well, what created that something that created that something? And then you could keep going, well, what created that something that created that something that created that something that created that something? And if you went on forever, an infinite chain of creators and causes, we wouldn't be here today. Right? Because you can't traverse the infinite. You probably come across the problem of the infinite regress, right?
I've heard about it.
Okay. For example, a simple analogy would be, this bus is there. Say I want to go home on the bus, but I don't have a pound. I need a pound to get on the bus. I say, my friend, give me a pound. I'll give you a pound, no problem, because I'm a nice guy, but I don't have a pound, so I need to get a pound from someone behind me. And if that person said the same thing and that went on forever, would I ever get on the bus? Would that event ever take place? No. Right? So there has to be that first cause that gave the first pound in that example. The analogy is not perfect.
Yeah, there has to be a first cause too.
Yeah. So it breaks down the understanding that something created something else. So what's the fourth only possibility that's left? We've gone through all of the other three.
That there's a creator.
There's an uncaused cause.
Right.
That's not created. Right? So that's the conclusion we come to ourselves just using our minds. Right. I mean, can you think of any other possibility?
I can't think of any other possibilities. I know where you're going with what you're saying, but I mean, I would say that I'm not really well versed in the actual science of it. I think for me, if I could kind of just slightly move the conversation a bit, yeah. I would say that the reason I became an atheist was not so much because of the science. It was more along the lines of that I didn't feel religion really addressed the issues that I had experienced as a person.
Yeah. We talked about this last time, personal experience.
The personal experience.
We're going to go to that.
Because I don't think even, you know, Islam or Christianity or Judaism, I don't think they really address the person as an individual.
Is that something?
No, I'm fine, thank you. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just going to have my mouth's crying. Okay, we'll address those points quickly for you, right? And like we said, we touched upon this briefly at the end last time, that's the personal thing that really matters. But before we go there, can we at least acknowledge that from a rational, because remember, it's not a scientific argument that I shared with you.
Yeah.
It's a very argument based on principles, logical principles, things that are intuitive and understandable. Yeah. Can we at least appreciate that from based on that argument, that there is only one conclusion, that there has to be an uncaused cause before we move on?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that. Okay.